Estonia's e-residency program. It's allowing foreign digital entrepreneurs to register a business in the European Union. Now, e-residency doesn't mean citizenship. It doesn't mean tax residency. It doesn't mean physical residency or even the right to travel in Europe without a visa. So what does it actually mean? E-residency programs of Estonia have been very much targeting South Africa, Kenya, being some of the African countries who this is being marketed to. Katrin Varga is the head of the Estonian e-residency program, the marketing year of it in South Africa. Katrin, thanks so much for coming on to the Morning Review. How are you doing?
Thank you, Lester. Glad to be with you this morning. And yes, I'm doing well. I can hear you are doing well.
So if an e-residency is not providing me with a citizenship, some form of tax residency, a physical residency, or even, and I think this would be the most basic thing, the right to travel, you know, visa-free in the EU, what then is the benefits of an e-residency in the country of Estonia?
E-residency actually offers a very unique opportunity to experience a fully digital government services in a 99% digital society as Estonia is today. And this is especially useful for today's new tribe of digital entrepreneurs who want to do business cross-border and do it 100% location independently. So once you get a digital ID of being an e-resident of Estonia without ever coming to Estonia, perhaps, you can create an Estonian EU company and operate it completely location independently. So no paperwork, minimum hassle, minimum bureaucracy, really affordable, and most of all, 100% virtual. So this is a unique offering, especially for this new tribe of business people.
So you don't, it's especially targeted at businesses that don't necessarily need physical space or being a physical entity. It caters very much for the digital online market.
Absolutely, you are absolutely correct. This is for the kind of businesses where, for example, founders live on different continents. Has happened with the recent big lockdowns due to COVID pandemics that they can't travel suddenly anymore, they can't meet. So having a company, Estonian company, through e-residency actually allows them to do all their paperwork, to do all their taxes, to run all their administrative duties, sign the contracts digitally with a high security digital ID, and essentially do everything in the matter of minutes without ever needing to go anywhere to queue up for an office or fill any papers. So that's what is special about this option.
What then happens to tax issues? If my company is registered in Estonia, am I liable for tax related issues in that country, or would it still be falling under the ambit of a South African Revenue Service if I'm based here in South Africa?
Yes, if you are based in South Africa and you only do business in South Africa and your clients are in South Africa, of course, I mean, it is fun. We always welcome you to be an e-resident of Estonia, but you do actually need to pay your taxes and you are a tax resident of South Africa, clearly. But it really depends on your business. If you have a company in Estonia, for example, many perhaps South African citizens who live elsewhere in the world or who travel frequently, they choose to have an EU company based in Estonia. If they hire people, if they have their clients around here or in the EU, they would benefit from having established company in Estonia. And that would also mean that they do pay taxes here. But there are some business models where it really depends on tax agreements between two countries, Estonia and, I don't know, South Africa, United States, and it really depends where the clients are and where their partners are. So it's a tax issue. It's a complicated issue, but important is to remember that if you are a locally active business owner, then probably your residency wouldn't benefit you. It benefits you if you want to access European Union markets, if your clients are here, if your partners are here, and if you want a location independent option. And then, you know, depending on what you do or where you hire people, there is your tax compliance. Mm.
There are many programs within the EU and outside of Estonia. I know that Malta has a program that for a particular proof of investment. I think the equivalent of 1 million South African rand. You essentially buy a Malta residency, which gives you then an EU passport and means visa-less travel. This is something different. You essentially are working remotely, have an e-residency in Estonia, you register your business there, and it very much means that if your partners, if your clients, if you want access to easier access to EU markets and you're registered in Estonia, this is then your way into the EU without actually having to live there.
Yes, absolutely. E-residency has nothing to do with visa or residency, physical residency. What we offer is just a location-free and completely virtual way of doing business that the other countries, like you mentioned, Malta, doesn't actually offer. So we rely on the fact that if you want to come to do business in Europe or European Union, even though, funnily, over 40% of EU residents of Estonia are actually from European Union citizens. So it does have value also for example, German businessmen, German residents and citizens, because they just find it bureaucracy-wise much, much more easier and also tax-wise competitive. But yeah, essentially, it's if you want to do your business in Europe, then this is one way to do it. We do have a competitive tax system, but it's simple, and most importantly, if you pay like you pay to your accountant, spend hundreds of hours to figure out your taxes annually, your tax declaration in Estonia, you can do it in a matter of minutes. Maybe, you know, we spend like maybe 10 minutes, maximum half an hour on our taxes. Also, the entrepreneurs for entrepreneurs is very easy. So, you know, it just means that if you are a small-time entrepreneur who wants to go global, this is just a very easy opportunity to do it, especially if you have slightly nomadic lifestyle and you travel a lot and you are kind of this location-free entrepreneur that is very common, actually, and increasingly common nowadays.
You've marketed quite aggressively in South Africa. There are a few hundred South Africans who have e-residency in Estonia. I know you also marketed in Kenya, but why have you targeted these particular southern and East African markets?
It's an interesting point, yes, that you just mentioned, because we just launched our pickup point in South Africa this year in May. And it was a really big deal for us, because normally a new resident can collect a digital ID card with a reader. His or her e-resident ticket from Estonian embassy is also providing the fingerprints and essentially confirming that he is this person that has applied. But Estonian embassies, there are not so many in Africa, for example. There is one in North Africa, and then instead of the embassy, we made it possible to actually collect your card through a third-party visa collection in Johannesburg in May. And this is also the reason why there has been probably more talk about e-residency in the other countries in Africa, including South Africa. Mm-hmm. We also did the same campaign in Brazil, in São Paulo. We launched a pickup point, so it would be easier for residents of this particular region to actually get their kit. They don't have to travel to New York. And we also opened two more pickup points in Southeast Asia, in Singapore and in Bangkok, in May. So we are actually growing. We are expanding the possibilities for e-residents to get their card and to actually launch their business, or, you know, just to have this experience of seeing how the services work.
Katrine, we're running very close to news, and my apologies to Regenthal, but just a quick message. A person's asking you, could e-residency eventually lead to some form of permanent physical residency and maybe even citizenship? 30 seconds, please.
No, e-residency doesn't lead to that. This is a different process, and this should be applied completely differently, like all the visa and the citizenship and residency procedures are for European Union countries.
Katrien Varga, Head of PR for the Estonian e-residency scheme, thank you so much for joining us here on The Morning Review.